Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Jared. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. Today's episode is titled, I Keep My Word.
This episode is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning, so your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
My doctrine is not mine, but is of the Father, who sent me. He that does not love me shall not keep my words. My words are not my words, but are of the Father who sent me. He that does not love me does not keep my words, and the words you hear are not my words, but are the words of the Father who sent me. The one that does not love me does not keep my words, but the words you hear are not my words, but are the words of the Father who sent me. The one who does not love me does not keep my words. What they hear me say does not actually come from me, but from the Father who sent me. He that loves not me does not keep my words. He who keeps the word of God, in him truly is the love of God. To keep Christ's words is a result of loving him, and it is different from loving him. Jesus said that doing good things, keeping my words, is a result of being happy with a good Savior. Christ tells us four times that such a love is such a kind of love that love results in keeping Jesus' commands, or, to put it a bit more broadly, His word. The first point to note is that loving Christ is different from keeping Jesus' commandments. Or, put differently, the love that Christ promises us here is not a love He has for the world. God has taken you through this process, but rather than keeping His promise, you delay, and try to compromise, or get selfish, and look for an escape. If you do that, God can become angered at your words and He can ruin all that you worked hard to achieve. Do not make promises that you cannot keep, or you will eventually lose the confidence of others. It is always better to simply do what you know needs to be done rather than making promises. No matter how big or small a promise is, keeping to your word always has a positive impact on you and others around you. It is important to stick to your word, because doing so makes people more likely to trust and believe in you. If keeping your word is a value or a standard for you, then this will result in better experiences in your life. People will appreciate the extra effort that was made on your part to fulfill this promise and keep to your word. People will respect you much more if you are someone that sticks to your word. A person who sticks to his word is one who is going to put in a lot of effort in order to get to where they said they were going. Sticking to your word means you will work hard to impress others and to accomplish what you said you were going to, no matter how difficult that is, or how many obstacles stand in the way. Keeping your word means that when you say that you are going to do something, you are really going to do it. It is better to promise nothing than promise something and fail to deliver. It is better that you did not promise to begin with, rather than break a promise. Make yourself a commitment to being someone who always keeps his or her promise. Let someone know how not keeping a promise has affected you, so that they will know to follow through on their promise in the future. When someone does not follow through on a promise, be sure to let them know you are disappointed in them. When we develop the identity of someone who keeps his or her word, it becomes easier to make decisions. These are the types who make promises with ease, but they soon abandon the concept of keeping a word, whether it is because they are malicious or simply too lazy to write it down. In a world in which politicians conspicuously and constantly break their promises, the average person is more likely to do so. We often forget how powerful our words are, and fail to deliver on what we promised. If we follow through with something we said we would, we will not need to worry about feeling guilty or sorry. We need not only keep promises that we make to others, but we need to keep promises that we make to ourselves. As Christians, we are expected to keep promises, whether they are made to someone else or God. If you have made a promise to someone or to God and have broken that promise, repent and learn from your mistakes. Do not lie to children. Do not promise to them if you mean to. Keeping your promises is not just respecting others, it is respecting yourself, too, and leading by example. The man who says, I know him, but do not obey his commands, is a liar, and has no truth in him. No longer do I promise, but rather do the will of God. And God will help you in every situation, if only you will ask Him in prayer. They will comfort you, love you in a way that is so personal that
the world does not know. They will show you Christ, make you their house. His message here for the sheep, and for us, is this. When he dies, he will rise again, and he, along with God's and Spirit, will come and stay with us forever, never leaving us, wherever we are, and whatever happens to us.
Episode 161 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Jared Morris. Adios.
The Pod Bot App. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.